USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Democrats are simply not trying to hammer out a coronavirus relief package with Republicans and the White House. Mnuchin releasing a statement after speaking with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Pelosi also commented later in the day saying it's the White House that won't negotiate.
When commentators say to me, why can't you resolve your differences? Because we're miles apart.
Then Mnuchin said later that was not an accurate reflection of their conversation. California's Democratic Senator Kamala Harris says she is up for the task of running for VP. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, formally introducing his running mate at a joint appearance in Delaware yesterday. Senator Harris says November's presidential election is about choosing a better future for America. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Air Force says someone opened fire on a military helicopter during a training operation in Virginia back on Monday. A UH-1N Huey helicopter was near Joint Base Andrews when someone on the ground started shooting and the crew had to make an emergency landing at an airport in Manassas, transporting the injured service member to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The FBI is investigating. The Attorney General says while he thinks there's a need to do some reform within the FBI, he doesn't think now is the right time given the upcoming presidential election.
I think once the political season is over, we'll move forward very aggressively to do what we can administratively within the executive branch.
While speaking with the Buck Sexton Show yesterday, William Barr went on to say he's keeping a close eye on things that he feels contributed to abuses in the past, but he doesn't think any statutory changes are needed, but rather administrative changes. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break. Another recall is expanding, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including Saddling Up Salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also Salsa Verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. Other companies that use the produce in prepared foods have also recalled their products, including pasta and chicken salad sold by Taylor Farms and diced onions sold by Marketside.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.